Turkey's Elections, a Pivotal Moment for the Country's Fate and Beyond by Maliki Yaşar. Turkey's upcoming elections will be a turning point for the country's future and the global struggle for democracy. The vote comes at a critical juncture for rights and freedoms in the country. President Erdogan hopes that a victory will allow him to remove the last restraints remaining on his personal power. Millions of voters upset with his increasingly authoritarian rule hope for change. In Turkey, no groups may have more at stake than Kurds and women, two constituencies that have become the primary targets of Erdogan's consolidation of power along religious and nationalist lines. If Erdogan can be defeated, the policies and ideas put forward by politically active Kurdish women and their allies may have an opportunity to change the course of Turkey's future and the future of the Middle East. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party, which has been ruling the country for roughly longer than 20 years, views women as objects, not subjects. Erdogan's project does not exclude women altogether. Rather, it consigns them to subordinate social roles in line with fundamentalist interpretations of Islam and pushes them if they breach these boundaries. Alongside this patriarchal crackdown, Erdogan's government has turned to ultra-nationalism to marginalise Kurdish demands for peace and democracy. This strategy similarly does not exclude Kurds completely, as Turkish leaders once did. Instead, it promotes Kurds who are willing to be subordinate partners in a Turkish nationalist state project at the expense of collective Kurdish ethnic interests. These two strategies often intersect. Nowhere is this more clear than in the AKP's alliance with the far-right Islamist Free Cause Party, or Hudapar. Hudapar is considered to be the political wing of Kurdish Hezbollah, an Islamist paramilitary responsible for extrajudicial killings of Kurdish nationalists, socialists and feminists in the 1990s. Its beliefs about women are even more extremist than those of the AKP. The government uses groups like these in order to marginalise the role of women in Kurdish society because it's aware that women are central to successful campaigns for peace and democratisation. The Opposition Nation Alliance, led by the Republican People's Party, or CHP, seeks to end Erdogan's rule. Yet it's unclear how much real change this alliance will be able to bring about for those segments of society who suffered the most under it. Some of its proposals, like a return to a parliamentary system, will be necessary for democratisation, yet it does not go so far to challenge the political order that allowed Erdogan to rise and consolidate power in the first place, particularly on issues central to human rights and democracy like gender equality and ethnic and religious pluralism. It's the Labour and Freedom Alliance, centred around the Green Left Party, a successor to the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, or HDP, that may hold the keys to real change. It stresses the importance of women's freedom and gender equality at every level, from promoting equal representation in politics through innovations like the co-chair system to pushing for social change to counter discriminatory attitudes and practices. Kurdish women play leading roles as candidates and organisers at every level, an opportunity that no other major party offers them. Over 40% of the Green Left Party's candidates are women, the highest rate of any party. The Labour and Freedom Alliance urges that democracy requires bottom-up change, not a return to the pre-Erdogan status quo. Here, unlocking the potential of local democracy is a key goal, as it's been for pro-Kurdish parties in the past. The devastating aftermath of the 6th of February earthquake has given this policy a new relevance. Social solidarity saved lives when central authority failed. At the core of all these policy proposals is a peaceful solution to the Kurdish issue. The Labour and Freedom Alliance believes that a peaceful, democratic solution to the Kurdish question will not address only the problems faced by Kurds, but those impacting all citizens of Turkey, particularly marginalised segments of society like women, workers and other ethnic and religious minorities. If Erdogan is replaced, it may have an opportunity to put its views into practice. The opposition coalition does not have a consistent position on the resolution of the Kurdish issue, but it will require Kurdish voters in order to be successful. This may impact its foreign and domestic policies alike and help those opposition figures with a more pluralistic perspective win out over their more nationalist counterparts. Certain conflict developments also provide grounds for hope. The Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, has already extended its post-earthquake ceasefire through the elections. If a new government comes to power, the group will likely give it time to show that it's ready to take steps towards peace. The international community has a vested interest in supporting this. These elections are not just any old elections. If Erdogan can be defeated and the Kurdish issue can be resolved at a negotiating table, it will deal a blow to autocracy and militarism worldwide. Turkey's allies may stand to benefit, including those that have previously failed to support peace and democratisation in Turkey. Erdogan's aggressive foreign policies and the ideas behind them have also become a destabilising force in the Caucasus, North Africa and Europe. The use of paramilitaries and proxy militia, the development and export of drones, the promotion of extremist ideologies and other elements of this strategy were tested in Kurdish regions before being exported across the region, with devastating impacts. It's likely that a new government in Turkey pursuing a new policy on the Kurdish issue will also pursue less confrontational foreign policies, a positive development for all citizens of Turkey, the Middle East and the international community alike. Maliki Yaşar is the representative of the Kurdish women's movement in Europe and has been a member of the Kurdistan National Congress since 2008. She was previously an administrator at the Kurdish Women's Peace Office.